This morning's our final conversation on Political Week, as we've had a chance to introduce you to the candidates in the Bay of Quinte riding. Elections coming up on the 27th of February. Joining the conversation this morning from the New Democratic Party, Bay of Quinte riding, Amanda Robertson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Amanda. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, how's the campaign trail for the last couple of weeks?
Well, it's been cold and it's been snowy, but we are having a lot of fun, actually, this time around.
Good stuff. Amanda, tell Mix Nation a bit about yourself.
Sure. So I'm a mom of three. My husband's a family doctor here in town. I sit on the school board for the public school board. I'm a volunteer with the John Howard Society. I'm on their board of directors. I coach youth basketball. I have my master's in occupational therapy, which I always like to tell people that really informs kind of how I get involved in the community. So for anybody who's listening who might not be aware, occupational therapy is a profession, and the goal is to enable people to participate in life and living and have meaningful, productive lives. So I really kind of look at everything I do through that lens to make sure that we're removing barriers where we can and making sure people can participate in our communities.
Certainly busy with all the things you touched on, Amanda, and with the three kids, I'm sure they're active as well in Mix Nation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've got one is in dance, one is in basketball, one is in ball hockey. So we're kind of always doing something.
All right, Amanda. So what are you running on here? Healthcare, education, where do you want to start this morning?
Well, I mean, those are two biggies. We got healthcare, education, housing is obviously a big one, and cost of living are kind of, that's what we're hearing at the door right now. So NDP has a really great plan to tackle all three. I'll do healthcare and education kind of in the same tandem here, because a lot of the issues, they parallel. And what it really boils down to is we have a government that's forgotten that systems like healthcare and education aren't just buildings and books and hospital beds and hospitals. They're the people who work in them. And we need to be taking care of the people who are working in them and respecting them, respecting the work they do and the value they bring. So a lot of our investment is going to be into the system, the people in the system, to make sure that their voices are being heard and they're getting what they need, because the people who are working in there, they know where the problems are, but they also know what will help and what will fix it. And we just need to get some of those solutions to Queen's Park so that we can be reflected back in decision making that's happening there.
Amanda, 28,000 people, those are the numbers, guesstimate numbers, but yep. I think they're factual, that don't have primary care, yep. Whether it's a nurse practitioner or a yep. doctor. Many have been waiting years to get that support. What are the NDP mm-hmm. going to do, and how are you going to go about 2.5 million people in this mm-hmm. province and 28,000 locally without primary care? What's the game plan?
Yeah, and I mean, and that's set to grow by another 2 million if we don't change course. So really what it boils down to is not just graduating more family doctors and nurses, because we know that's part of the puzzle, but a bigger piece that the NDP is wanting to tackle and that is part of our plan is addressing the challenges that are faced by the people who are already practicing. So, for example, my husband, he teaches resident doctors. So, Bay of Quinte, we actually have a really awesome opportunity here. We have 20 residents on average that are here for 2 years doing their training that we could be holding on to if we are improving the conditions for them to be working in. So we need to be making sure that our family doctors that are currently practicing are supported. We have a high rate of doctors who are leaving the profession early, whether that's early retirement or whether they're just burnt out and leaving. And then we have those doctors who are the ones responsible for training the next generation. So,
yeah, Amanda. Okay, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I just like to also point out, talk about education. You have a extensive background in that, and you'll understand the importance of food insecurity. And I'd like to see, like, how do you plan to implement the national school food program in Ontario, then here, well, particularly in the Bay of Quinte?
Yeah, so we actually have a plan to implement a school food program regardless of the national dollars that flow. So obviously we're hoping that those federal dollars that have been allocated already, even if there's a change of government at the top, that money will still flow. But the NDP is committed to providing a school food program for all students in Ontario, regardless of that, because we do recognize that kids coming to school hungry is becoming more and more common. Food bank usage is through the roof. We've also introduced, or we'll be introducing, a grocery rebate that will be indexed to inflation for households. So, and it would be dependent on the number of members in your household. So people can actually get money back each month for groceries. And then just along the cost of living, another exciting platform piece that we released yesterday was a monthly caregiver benefit for anybody who's caring for loved ones at home, because we know that that comes with a great financial cost. Often people aren't able to work as much, or they might have to shorten their hours if they're a small business owner, to be able to accommodate the scheduling of caring for loved ones at home. So we're recognizing that life is getting super expensive for people, and we're trying to address some of that need, like, right at the source.
This is Mix 97. I'm Sean Kelly with Miriam Sirkel. Our guest is Amanda Robertson from the NDP, Bay Quinney Riding.
All right, Amanda, what makes you different than the other candidates and the best for the job?
Well, I mean, obviously I'm biased because it's me, but I feel like I am best for the job because I love our community, but I love the voices that are represented. I have a unique background, and I've worked in a bunch of industry. I've worked on job sites at the Toyota plant when it was being built in Woodstock. I've worked on farms. I've worked in retail and hospitality and education and healthcare. And so I feel like I come with a lot of knowledge of some of the pieces and perspectives that need to be represented, that are craving to be represented at Queen's Park right now. So I know that not everybody has the same life and lives the same life as me, but I'm willing to go out there into the community, into these places, connect with people who are not being heard, and make sure that their voices and their solutions and their challenges and strengths are being brought to Queen's Park and reflected back.
Amanda, a story breaking out of the GTA from last night, and it wouldn't be fair if we didn't touch on it. So The latest polls have it a two-horse race with Doug Ford and the Conservatives, Bonnie Crombie and the Liberals, and then the NDP in third spot. Now, there's a new Democratic candidate in Toronto has come out of the race saying she wants to avoid splitting the vote because the Conservatives win when the NDP and the Liberals split the vote. Is that something that you would consider locally closer to the election on the 27th?
No, I would. I personally wouldn't, because if we're talking strategic vote, Sean, that's me this time. So we have support from, we are endorsed by the Cooperate for Canada folks, who are the ones behind a lot of the strategic voting priorities. I feel like I'm best positioned to represent. I don't know if you remember, but I think the last by-election, I had the unfortunate opportunity of running against a local celebrity. So that was a bit of an uphill battle for me, but we are feeling really good. We're feeling, we're getting a lot of support from areas of our community that we haven't traditionally heard from. So we have conservative voters, card-carrying gentleman up in Frankfurt who came down, took a sign, and he went out and door knocked with us in Frankfurt last week. So we're pulling a lot of that blue vote this time, and I think people are looking for a place to park their votes, and I think I'm feeling really positive. So no, I wouldn't consider stepping out. I think I am the strongest candidate. I have a lot of drive, and we got a lot of support.
All right, Amanda, you get 60 seconds. Why should Mix Nation, Bay Quinney, vote for Amanda Robertson of the NDP party?
Yeah, so, I mean, we can debate whether this was an unnecessary. We know this is a costly election, but it really has given people in Ontario and the Bay of Quinte an awesome opportunity to change course a year and a half early. So we can have better, and we can have better sooner. I really want to hear your voices, and I want to be able to bring them to Queen's Park. We're in unprecedented times, and it is unpredictable. So we need a predictable provincial government, one that's going to be responsible steward of our tax dollars. We have a leader in Mara Stiles who has a collaborative, forward-looking vision for the future, and a community where people can access safe, affordable housing, access to reliable and comprehensive health care, and help with cost of living, and really have schools that set our kids up for success.
Right.
So if that sounds good for you.
Thanks, Amanda. We got to go here. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Sean. Thanks, Miriam.
All right, bye-bye.